Okay, continuing with the topic of the moon. We've been learning its cycle, its effects on the Earth, like lunar eclipse, and yet we still have to ask the question, where did it come from? How many of you know where our closest neighbor came from? Don't feel bad. Scientists who study this are still unsure also. So, today we're going to explore three of the different theories about where exactly the moon got its origins. One theory is referred to commonly as the capture theory. The name of this theory is appropriately suggestive of its explanation. So what scientists think with this one is that some passing object was snared by Earth's gravity. This theory has been seen in the creation of other planets' moons. This theory would explain why the physical composition of the moon and Earth are different. Sounds like a perfectly good explanation. However, with the other examples of this theory, the moons are odd shapes rather than perfect spheres. This theory also doesn't explain why the moon follows Earth's elliptical pattern perfectly, because, again, this doesn't match with other moons formed this way. So, theory number two. This theory's simple name also suggests its meaning. Coformation theory. This idea proposes that the moon formed in the same way and at the same time as the Earth. The gravity of the early solar system would have pulled objects closer together, while at the same time smaller gravitational forces were pulling material together to form the objects that are now planets and moons. So, the two were pulling material into their cores, while also being drawn close together as large masses. Again, sounds logical. But scientists have problems with the idea that the material makeup of the two objects doesn't match perfectly. And apparently it would if they were formed from the same material at the same time. Therefore, we are brought to our final and the most accepted theory, which is called the giant impact hypothesis. To understand this theory, it's important to know that our solar system was formed out of a violent explosion that left gas and matter violently flying across the open space. Over time, these elements would bond together and form the planets and moons that we know, but at first it was pretty chaotic. So, this theory explains that at one point, an object the size of modern-day Mars crashed into a young Earth. What this did next is force a chunk of the outer layers of Earth to break away. However, after the initial breakaway, gravity would have bonded the broken pieces together into a sphere, the moon, and reformed the Earth into a new sphere. Additionally, this theory explains why the material makeup of the moon matches that of Earth's crust, but not the core. In conclusion to this theory, the material broken off from Earth formed together into its own mass centered around Earth's ellipses, and is now our modern moon. Okay, let's recap some of this information to make sure that we have a clear understanding of the dominant theories concerning the moon's formation. Now keep in mind, with all these theories, we're talking about a violent formation sometime around 100 million years ago. Massive explosions of gas and minerals are coinciding with the collision of planet-sized objects. And out of this comes our planet and moon. Whether this pair emerged from the process of gravitational capture, side-by-side formation, or a major impact with another body, there are still boundless mysteries about the moon. Think about all the questions you might still have about the universe, and know that the leading scientists may have answered a few, but even those answers have generated so many more questions.